So that's the Hijinks and Soup podcast post show number 31 is happening. Go ahead and stop this broadcast here. Later, hookers. Broadcast stopped. All you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Are you reading those comics?
Oh, God. Okay, his little...
Dude, they're so funny.
His little fanfic series, though, one of them is for Mega Man, and it shows Mega Man, like, getting a bouquet of roses, and he's like, roses for me? And then the second panel is him up close grabbing them, and he gets pricked by a thorn, and the third panel, he just explodes. He's dead.
Yeah, that's Nedroid Comics at Nedroid.com, but, we got a couple of additional questions from the mail sack, and there's also a topic I wanted to do for the post show that I found a list of the 12 coolest deaths in all of science fiction. So before we get to that, let's go back to some of these unanswered questions. We answered most of them. One guy, Mutant Enemy, asked why I haven't gone into voice acting as a career. And I think it's funny that people just assume that, like, if you have a good voice or if you've done any voice acting, that you even have the option. Well, it's like saying...
It's hard work in that it's hard to get.
Right. It's like saying...
You should be in movies.
You should be a movie star, but also the most famous movie star. Because there's only about... a couple of dozen working voice actors at any given time in America that make decent money and that do it full time. And they're they're all in LA. And there's a very short list that people call when it's time for new voice work.
Well, no, there's like one of the guys that we used for Half-Life stuff. He's got like a badass professional studio at his house. Mm-hmm. That's what he does professionally. But I mean, he seriously had like soundproofed badass. I was like, "This is your house? Like, this is a badass house." But I mean, it's like that's like a serious like you
investment.
Have
to. You have to be making a lot of
not
money.
Not only is it an investment, yeah,
that.
You have to be rich in order to be like, "This is what I'm going to do."
Because well, you have not to necessarily pimp, because you have to most people record out. In studio. The thing is, it's location. If you're not in LA, you can't really hope to do voiceover for the major studios.
Well, no,
and
but
I
like,
don't have any interest in doing like Tide. 3 for $0.42 at Walmart.
It pays the fucking bills, though.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't pay that well
Dallas,
at all.
Dallas you might audio. Get free Tide.
Dallas you audio. Cocksuckers didn't pay all that much at all.
Dallas Audio no Post.
Like, didn't we give you like pizza or something?
No, you paid me actual money. It just wasn't very much.
Dallas I'm Audio sure. Post is like in downtown Dallas, and they do that kind of shit
their
all the time.
Their studio's awesome.
But yeah, and that's the thing. Like, everybody just assumes like, oh, well, yeah, you can be able to get a job in that. But it's like... Yeah.
But then, like someone that says, you sing really well. Why don't you go be a famous singer?
Yeah. It's like, can you just recreate your dying line for me right now? Do you even remember?
What's no. his face?
Has Wing it! Shut the f... And then the bullet hits you right between the eyes. Because okay. I like reliving that moment, so if you could just say it.
No, I can't.
Please.
And autograph it.
It's hourly.
Yeah.
For that.
I'm not... No.
Well, no, you have to wait for, like, what's his face? Like, Don LaFontaine or whatever to die... In order to get those kinds of jobs,
yeah, that's
you
true.
Don't have to wait anymore.
If you're that good, if you're that good, then
well, I'm talking more about cartoons and video games. And the problem is, if they don't make cartoons here. They do make a lot of video games, but they don't use local talent usually, or they don't use any talent. They just use pig fuckers that are like, "What? Oh, shoot, go! You are my arch enemy." But
was that your demo reel?
To properly answer that's my every game I ever played on PlayStation. To properly answer the question, though, I would alternately give up webcomics completely to be a voiceover artist. That's my other dream. The fact that I've gotten to do it twice or three times or whatever is fantastic, and I'll always do it if given the opportunity. But I'm not going to pursue it actively. I think what's going to be more likely is that at some point I'll be making cartoons and just do it myself. I kind of don't want to wait for someone to be like, "We want you to be in this cartoon."
God.
I just want to do it. What?
I'm living fear of the day you do my voice.
No, you'll do your voice. Or a much more talented person will do
probably.
Your voice, but I'll do mine.
We'll have to get a feeling for me.
Yeah. Or I'll just change the pitch on the mic and do all of them. I don't know. Eli's will be four steps down like, "Hello. I'm so sleepy. I need some beer. The end. The end of episode one.
Es la biblioteca?
So, yeah. Hey, if you have any...
What's pouring?
Gin and juice? Oh my God damn it.
You played that earlier and I almost lost my shit, but I tried to be quiet about it.
Let's see if there's anyone else that we didn't... we sort of answered this. We've answered it before, too. Somebody asked if we listened to any podcasts, Numenoid, and you mentioned the Smodcast, which he also did.
I kind of just stumbled across that. I'll occasionally just go to iTunes and then type in names like, hey, I wonder if so-and-so has a podcast. And I'll just type in a name and nothing shows up. And I'm like, fuck it.
Here's my problem. I'm biased because I participate. But I think because if you participate in an activity, you're allowed to criticize, maybe. Because then somebody can't say, well, go fucking do it yourself. Well, because I am. So I guess I can criticize. I rarely find other podcasts that I find that entertaining. And it's because they're not going for the same thing. They're either too informational.
You're there for whatever, yeah, whatever it is they're presenting. I was telling this to Denise because I was listening to the Smodcast at work, and I'm the one only person in here who hasn't read any of the Harry Potter books.
I haven't either.
Okay, well,
you're both fucking losers.
Whatever. I have no idea how the whole story pans out.
We're also the only two heterosexual males at the table.
Right.
So.
Oh.
That factors in heavily.
Yep.
Switch.
Cutesy scores from behind the line.
Yeah.
3 points. Wait, does that mean something?
Right.
He shoots and scores so from behind the line?
Whatever.
Yeah. So I was listening to Smodcast, and I realized that they gave away like a super huge like secret. They had like a huge spoiler. Then I was listening to it, and then I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's fucking, it's your own fault.
But no, it was funny, though, because... Then they went on to like what we used to do when we were like a 6-hour podcast when they would go off on this rant talking about how like,
yeah,
God damn it.
Yeah. They were like, no, it'd be great to see Harry Potter like in the post years where he's doing like speeches at universities talking about like, fuck, what do you want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking wizards today.
On that Nedroid comic, they did a Harry Potter fanfic and it was Hagrid going, you're a wizard, Harry. A lyrical wizard, and then he raps.
What?
That's retarded.
It was funny as shit. That comic is exactly what I think is funny. I would rather just read that comic for a job than make one.
I don't think it works like that.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Figure it out. I can do anything. Don't shit on my dreams.
Oh, here's. This is kind of dumb, but I got in a small internet flame war over this a couple days ago, and I'll just bring it up just to see if I'm the retarded, heartless person, which may be true, or whatever. So this song is so distracting.
Mine, all my money, and my money, and my mind.
Anyway, okay, so some dude is dating this girl, and he's trying to show off for her because he's a douchebag, but he basically makes up a story where he's an ex-Navy SEAL.
Is it a true story?
What I'm telling you is true.
Okay.
But him actually being a Navy SEAL is a lie that he made up to impress his girlfriend.
Okay.
So he actually went to like a Army Navy surplus store or whatever and actually just like bought old uniforms to like put in the closet so that it was be like, hey, see, you know, I told you.
Stained him with pig's blood.
Yeah, whatever. So they actually got married and for the wedding he wore one of the uniforms. Like, because if you were a Navy SEAL, you'd fucking wear your, you know, your dress navy blues or some shit. I don't know. And somebody at the wedding realized that, like, the hat he was wearing did not match the rank of the suit that he was wearing.
Okay.
And decided to look into it and realized that he was a fake and that it wasn't true and reported him to the authorities. And it turns out it is a crime. To pass yourself off as a military officer in any way, shape, or form. Reported him to the...
Even just to get some tang?
Seriously. So he had to pay a $500 fine.
Okay.
Was sentenced to a year of house arrest and then an additional 2 years of probation afterwards.
Wow.
That...
What did you get in the flame war over?
Because someone was like... The forum was basically like, dude, that guy was such a douchebag. He fucking deserved it. And I'm like... The dude fucking lied to his wife. You don't get a year of house arrest for that. You get to sleep on the couch for a week.
Yeah, maybe he's pretending to be a fireman or something. I mean,
well, no. But then the whole thing, like, okay, so apparently, originally, like, for a long, long time, it's been against the law to buy, sell, or transfer the Congressional Medal of Honor. Like
okay, like on eBay or something.
Yeah, like it's legal. But apparently somebody in 2006 got fucking sand in their vagina, and they passed the Stolen Valor Bill, which increases the federal penalties for falsely claiming to have earned any decoration or medal authorized by Congress for the armed forces.
I don't care.
Okay, so I just wanted to see. I didn't understand. I thought the whole thing was fucking stupid, and even a small fine is fucking retarded for having done that.
People are in prison right now, wasting away. They've lost their lives for getting less high than a case of beer gets you. And a guy is in house arrest for dressing up like a Navy SEAL so he can get some pussy.
Arrest,
yeah.
But it's fucking ridiculous. It's a waste of my taxpayer money. It's a waste of everyone's time.
Well, but it's house arrest.
It's just ridiculous.
Dude, you're not allowed to leave your house for a fucking year.
That's not my problem.
No, that... Oh, God damn it. Shut up. You're just being an asshole.
I'm going to play devil's advocate because I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. You shouldn't... No, I'm not saying that.
You can't
like
tell your girlfriend that you were a Navy SEAL, and that mean I understand it's a bad
thing
morally.
Yeah, because A, that guy votes Republican.
Crime.
That's true. B,
so you don't care what happens.
Yeah,
to him.
Fuck that guy.
Okay.
Oh, and so he can't get to the polls. So that's why you're happy.
The thing is like,
and he's a felon, so he can never vote again.
Yeah.
One less Navy SEAL vote.
Fuck yeah! I'm gonna find more of these guys and turn them in.
One less fake Navy SEAL.
I'm not a military guy. I come from a military family, though. I would say that's very disrespectful, but I don't know if it warrants, like...
I don't believe in all the respect that comes with the military. I don't either.
Oh,
it's
I do.
A job.
Well, and the flame,
no,
the flame war turned into, like, apparently you don't know anybody in the military. Like, oh, my family's been...
God
and
damn
I'm
it.
Like, that's...
Well,
all
no,
my family is, too.
Job.
I do, because
you
my dad's...
You signed up for it on purpose.
My dad's like, best friend was...
Most of you.
My dad's best friend was killed and earned the Congressional Medal of Honor, saving other people's lives, but he was in a draft. He didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And that's great. And he did a good job, and he saved people. That's great. But I don't believe in sacredness of the military where, don't you ever say anything about our troops. They're dying for you. I didn't send them there. I don't want them there.
No. I agree with that, too, because I've said in the past, like, I'm not going to be the first one to stand at the edge of the boat and say, like, you all are heroes.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't believe that, but I do believe,
it's
though...
It's unfortunate.
No, but I
mean, you're making the best of a bad situation.
I do believe, though, that they do earn a certain amount of respect in the sense of, like, you don't just be like, oh, well, you're just like anybody else.
Yeah.
Because...
No. I do think that... I think that they, you know,
well,
they
no,
earn
because,
some respect for doing that, but at the same time, it's fucking America, and I don't have to respect anybody.
Well, no.
And that's the fucking awesome part about our country.
I think heroism can be found
to respect
in
anybody.
Any profession, regardless of profession. And I don't think enlisting for the armed services makes you a hero. And I honestly don't think being a decent human being in a bad situation makes you a hero. I mean, let's say you're under fire, and so you do your job. You pull out your rifle, and you kill three snipers, and you get everyone to safety. Okay, great. That's your job. What are you going to do? Lay down and get shot in the face?
No, you're going to react. Yeah.
So I guess it's heroic. I guess it was courageous murder, I guess. I don't know.
I agree with you, but to a certain degree, yeah. You would have to at least consider, like, we had this discussion a few podcasts back where, you know, like you said, if something was to happen here and we had to take up arms, like, here in our house.
I'm gone.
You said you're gone, and I would say, like, no, I would actually stay because I'd be concerned about people like you who have a wife
Pussies.
And child. Well, no, you have wife and child. You
Weeping
actually,
slits.
You have something to worry about. I don't, like, immediately have something to worry about.
Dude,
I'm
Eli's
be
like, ain't got nothing to lose,
I'm
bitches.
I'm going
to
be like,
you've got the grenade pin in your
card.
Teeth already.
Eli's yeah, gonna go, I'm going to be like, wild card, bitches.
Eli's going to go, they drew first blood.
Yeah. So
blood.
I would tell you, you run. I'll stay here, and I'll.
And then when I try and leave, you go. My van won't stop, and you go, cut the brakes, wild card bitches. Jump out the back.
I just see out in the distance, like, boom.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I love Charlie.
What was the question?
He's the best.
If it was warranted,
that guy that
if it was
impersonated
a flame war
Navy SEAL. If he impersonated just like an Arctic SEAL, it wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah. Anyway, that started a massive flame war.
I just say
that's a different
that
kind of
I was
problem.
On the losing side of. Everybody was like, "This dude's a douchebag, and he should have gone to
you
jail for life." And
why
I'm like, "What?
Even bother? Why bother?"
He was fucking dressed up for a wedding.
No,
he had a piece of metal
why
hanging
talk
off his
to
chest.
Those people?
I don't know.
no one has ever successfully changed anyone's mind on the internet.
That's true.
It's just circle jerking.
At some point, once I realized that there's like, we clearly fall on different sides of this argument, it'll be more entertaining if I keep fanning the flames. I mean, that's how it's
You know what? I used to think that kind of stuff was funny, and now I just think it's sad that people have that.
Well, no, yeah, I've seen that.
Flaunt your hatred, internet. And make people feel bad.
Allison can be one to, like, attest to that. And she's like, once you get a case of the internet, like, it's all downhill
from
there.
It's terminal. It's terminal.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Proudly that it's since like the inception AIDS. Of Hijinks Ensue, the comments have only turned marginally ugly, I think, 3 times, and I've quickly squashed it. Everyone plays nice. Everyone's respectful. The form is the same way, and it's possible.
Until you get a case of the internet.
That's how you know you haven't made it yet. You got to strive for that.
Then I don't ever want to.
That's not true.
That is true. I do not.
Dude, that is not true.
I will delete the forum the day it becomes something awful. I will remove it from the internet. I will turn off the comments.
The day it becomes something awful, or the day it becomes something awful?
Both. Absolutely both. Correct. The day that my forum of community is used to make people feel bad on a daily basis and only to see how much you can hurt someone else is the day it just disappears. I just want
you know, that's good for, you know, people need to thicken it up.
What?
If it weren't for something awful in 4chan, like, people would be even bigger pussies.
No.
I'm kidding.
They serve no purpose. No.
They entertain me. I don't know.
They create the memes that I can enjoy without having to know anything about them.
Amsterdam is there. If you want to go to it, you can go to it.
Wait, what?
That's all I'm saying.
What does that even mean?
Nothing. It means absolutely nothing.
There was one other question.
It's from... This is from Mad Mardigan. What's your favorite kind of cheese? Why did he
wow.
ask that?
Oh, man. Okay.
Smoked cheddar.
Just kind of like a normal cheese that you're going to find.
Cut
like,
cheese.
Like you're going to slice it and just chomp on it. You're just going after
it. Okay, the thing is, I don't like blocks of cheese. Like, I can't eat cheese in block form.
You're not supposed to take bites out of the block. You're supposed to cut slices off.
No. Slices are fine, but cheese...
On crackers.
No, that's fine. But yeah, pepper
Who's
jack.
Who's encouraging you to take hunks of bites out of cheese blocks?
Nom, nom, nom.
Maybe it's just how I grew up. My dad was weird.
Your dad just throws you a block of cheese, feeds you for a week. Actually, that's how it works. You eat cheese 1 week, and then you don't shit for a week, so you don't need any food.
Right.
And then you go to the hospital.
Plug it up.
No.
I was actually... Well, I don't really want to go into detail about shit that went through my head in the last few days.
No.
Well, shit didn't really go through my head. It went elsewhere.
Well, through a hole in your head.
No.
And then also through the rest of your body.
Yeah, anyway.
I don't know. I'm kind of a fan of...
Big fan of Pepper Jack.
The cheese... packet that comes in the Velveeta cheese.
No, you're so right. The Velveeta shells and cheese, like the cheese sauce?
No, not cheese shells sauce? And cheese, just regular mac and cheese.
The powder shit?
Yeah.
But that's awful.
Ew.
Ew.
You don't eat that.
After you have a baby, macaroni comes back into your life in a big way. And one thing
who says
that
ever left?
Well, I'm not, you're still an infant in food choices.
Yeah, shut up.
So Josh goes, dude, I threw up a half a jar of peanut butter. And to me, the obvious question is, why did you eat a half a jar of peanut butter? I don't even ask him that. Why would I ask him that? Because the answer would just make me sad.
I had a sandwich.
No, and you had a half a jar of fucking peanut butter bread on either side of it.
No, well, yeah, but I also had the peanut butter on the side of the plate that I dipped the Cheetos in.
You're such...
And I went back for seconds of the peanut butter dipping sauce.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, it's so good.
It's
actually
retarded.
The jar is still sitting on the counter, and every time I look at it, my stomach kind of gets a little sour, and I can't. It's gonna
like
be.
No.
I hope it's broken you for life.
It's broken me at least temporarily because
your stomach's giving you warning signals.
No,
it's evolution telling you to stop, and you're ignoring it. You're ignoring millions
evolving?
Of years.
Yeah,
of progress.
Yeah. It was just
so.
Oh, it was a fantastic stench.
Regarding macaroni and cheese, the powdered shit is magical because if you eat it, don't finish it. Put it in the fridge overnight and reheat it. It's clean shells with no cheese.
the cheese disappears.
It's ghost cheese.
Is yeah, it moves out. It stops paying rent. It goes home.
Yeah, those the ghost cheese gives you the ghost shits.
How does it happen? It used to be like gooey and cheesy, and there was cheese, and it was yellow. You leave it in the fridge one night, it comes out white, and no cheese. The goo in the packet, the cheese goo, that'll stay. That shit will heat right back up.
Weird.
Yeah,
try see, it. Try I don't. It, kids. Anyway.
Try it more, you know. Try
the,
it when you get
the
home.
Only macaroni type thing I eat is Velveeta shells and cheese because I am a that's gourmet a bachelor.
Also, you would have no concept of there being child. Some left over.
Well, yeah, that too. I eat the whole box. But, I mean, they're like single.
Oh, damn, that's 2.5 servings.
Whatever. But, you know, the reason I do that is because it doesn't require milk or water to be added to it. Because that's it comes right. with the actual, like...
It's right. squishy already.
Yeah. It's already, yeah. like...
I know what you're talking about.
The cheese squishins is the scientific term.
It's already cheese whizzy-ish.
Yeah, cheese whiz. That's
cheese whizzish.
Cheese whizzy. Hey. No, that doesn't sound good
Whizzy.
Matt Bardigan asked what I consider to be an offensive question. I'm probably going to ban him from the forum for this.
Oh, bring it.
How come whenever Denise starts to talk or tell a story, you guys always talk over her or play music?
Yeah, that's a good question,
shut up,
motherfucker.
Fuck you, Matt Bardigan.
Hey.
Asshole. That's the answer.
I don't mean to, but...
Yeah, whatever.
It just kind of happens.
I'll tell you why it happens. I know this. I know for a fact why it happens.
She's a woman.
Because we are... The three of us
here.
Are in a constant struggle to over-assert ourselves on top of each other.
Right.
And Denise doesn't play by those rules. See? To be in a what? Game of constant one-upsmanship,
it's a big play. Alpha. It's a big alpha dog fight.
Yeah, you have to play.
Well, and the thing is that I'm usually, I know I'm going to lose to you and chips. Eli, but I can always beat Denise.
Wow, so you so, pick on the weakest kid in the group?
That is start, how the that, fucking pecking order works,
Jesus,
dumbass.
You're actually, wait, what? Go ahead and just peck her. Jesus. Just peck her eyes out.
Well, that's not what I do.
I should peck her.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, that's
that
what
way.
It was on the what was it? Planet Earth,
yeah.
DVD.
Oh, with the yeah. gazelles
what,
and shit.
I'm the weak gazelle?
Sorry.
I'm the gimpy gazelle.
I guess.
The gay one takes you out.
Wow. That's like the double gimp gazelle. You just got to, I don't know. You got to jump in there more. Sink your gazelle teeth into a line every once in a while. So, yeah.
What's next?
Lord Boy said it's because they're person. All horrible and anti-Inuit racists.
I think maybe people are starting to believe that. Stop that. That's not funny.
I'm
Drom
laughing.
Actually says... Male Kalikimaka is the way to say, suck my cock, I'll murder your family! As in, you played that sound while she was talking about where she was from. Which I think that's Hawaiian. That's island talk.
Island talk.
That's the official language of Hawaii.
Island talk. Really?
Island talk. So, interesting. Let's go to this science fiction 12 deaths, best 12 deaths in science fiction. I know for a fact we're going to get to the one that makes Josh cry like a little girl.
Oh, God damn it! You should not be reading my LJ when I'm sick, especially.
Man, what's wrong with you?
Oh, fuck off.
Searle, number 12 is Searle in Sunshine. Which one was Searle?
Oh, no, he was
the
guy who gets he's
crispy.
In the coolant. He's in the coolant tank.
The Japanese guy? Oh.
No,
I thought it was the Searle, guy on the...
The ship's psychiatrist surprises you in his final moments. He kind of an asshole. He's a pretty terrible therapist. When the chips are down, he knows the most expendable crew member. Oh, he sacrifices himself.
Oh, he's the guy that stays behind
he
on
gets
the Icarus
trapped
one.
On the wreck. Yeah.
Yeah, he stays on the Icarus one and just like stands in front of the sun and just lets himself get like
man, that was brutal.
Away.
Right, the Japanese guy.
No.
He's,
that was
the Middle Eastern looking guy.
I don't remember.
He's the brown one.
Yeah. Less Ching Chong brown, more brown.
Wow.
I was
no,
just trying to throw some extra
racism no
in there.
It's Ching Chong Yellow.
Not Dot.
God.
Or no, Dot.
Yeah, Feather Not Dot. Feather.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's the name of my...
Racist!
That's the name of one of my bands. It's
Dot Not Feather.
Yeah. Woody in Mission to Mars. We talked about these recently.
A bullshit
oh,
movie.
Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
No, because he's like, don't come after me. I'll make it impossible. I'll take off my helmet.
Yeah, the problem with that is that
he doesn't fucking implode.
Well,
wouldn't implode.
There are multiple problems with that. One, the explosive decompression that we were all hoping for did not happen. Whether or not that actually would or not happen, whatever, I don't care. What pissed me off the most, the entire point of that whole thing was she had to use fuel to get out to him. She's in zero G space. A little bit of fuel, keep going forever. And she just floats out to him, and then she grabs him, and she turns around, and a little bit of fuel, and she floats forever back to the ship.
He's got no fuel, so he's going to be falling at a slower speed than her, because she'll be propelled.
And all I'm thinking is, like...
Just try harder, science.
Oh, my God.
Just do more science, and it'll work.
It's like, no! And I'm like, well, no, you don't have to worry. You just kind of your way over, and then back, and then you'll be fine. You don't need to hold the gas down. Fucking women drivers! That's what the problem is!
Women jetpack driver.
They don't understand.
Wow.
Next.
Wow. I don't know if it's on here, but I could populate this entire list with people from Total Recall.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I mean, the whole list. You want, what, just 12? Just 12?
Like, well, we'll have to pick the 12 best.
Everyone that dies in that movie dies fantastically.
Segagos. Say do nothing.
Including the final guy. Whose eyes bulge out of his head until his head explodes.
Wait, doesn't somebody get their arms ripped off, like in the elevator thing, platform?
Yes.
Or and does Arnold say something really terrible after that?
I haven't seen that movie in forever. Is that the one with the woman with the three boobs?
Yes.
Okay.
She doesn't
die. That's all
die.
I remember.
Yeah, she makes it. Obviously, she lives. Yeah, the guy's arms get ripped off, and I'm sure Arnold said something like, "Let me give you a hand."
Something like that. It was whatever.
Or an arm, if you ask Tomas. Get your ass to Mars.
All right, next.
Graham in the Sleep Wakes by H.G. Wells. I don't know.
No idea. Is that a book?
What? It's one of those papers that they have.
Bound together.
We should skip it.
Okay.
Nobody knows what that is.
The Controller in Doctor Who, Day of the Daleks. That's an old one. Anyone know what that is?
The Controller? No. I've seen a little bit of the old Doctor Who, but... I don't know.
Okay, next. So far, I hate this list.
Oh yeah, I went all the way down the bottom to weak.
Paul Wang from Space Above and Beyond. I'm sure none of us have seen that.
Nope.
Oh god, this sucks. Never heard of that. Never heard of that. Dude, this is worse. The T-800 from Terminator 2.
Dude, the thumbs up.
Thumbs up, John.
That's not a cool way of dying.
I cannot self-terminate.
The first one that gets fucking compressor crushed,
yeah.
That's awesome. Because the eye's like...
You know what?
Stop it.
As time goes on, Terminator 2 will remain one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time. Simply because of when it came out and how old I was and what it meant to me that I saw it...
Coolest thing ever!
Yeah,
oh my God!
500 times.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you wanted to be John Connor.
Yeah, no. I mean,
you had the hair.
Best movie.
You wanted to hack an ATM like that.
I could watch it right now and ignore the hundreds and hundreds of plot holes in this movie.
None of them matter because the movie's badass.
But if you were to talk about any of them, one thing that even as a child I didn't understand. Okay, in the end, it's like no piece of me can be left or they can build another Terminator. You have to melt me in the middle. And so they throw the chip, him, and the arm. Okay. Earlier in that series of events, his arm gets ripped off in a grinder, and they leave it. It's still there.
Shh.
They just leave it there.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Shh. Go to sleep. It'll be over soon.
Also, time travel's bullshit. Why would you chase down the mother and the child to kill them if you've got time travel? Why would you go when he's even ambulatory? Why wouldn't you go when he's one? Why wouldn't you go when he's 6 months old or when she's pregnant?
Because then you wouldn't have a movie. Shut up.
Oh, okay.
Accept it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Also, if they did kill him, a different human would rise up. I mean...
Whatever.
The future, it's...
What? That would be an interesting twist, actually, if he dies, but then, the whole concept of, fate always finds a way, so the human uprising always happens.
It would replace him with someone else. It's ridiculous.
Whatever. Next.
You know what's missing on this list, then, if it's science fiction? Because technically,
Jurassic
Park...
the death of Jabba the Hutt was fucking traumatic. And that actually made me feel really uncomfortable as a kid, because that little squirm thing he does when he can't breathe. Because when I was really young, I was on the playground, and I, fell off the swing or something and landed on my back and got the air knocked out of me.
Oh, yeah.
And it was I was at the little playground at the corner of my blocks, but I was just there after school. Nobody else was there. And for like a couple of minutes, I was like writhing on the ground and I couldn't breathe. And it was one of the scariest things of my entire life. So seeing Jabba the Hutt do that always makes me think of that.
But then you incorporated it into your sexual fetishes, so...
Oh, no, totally. No, so, dude, autoerotic asphyxiation is fucking great.
Who were you talking about now,
Best
Eli?
Orgasm ever.
Jabba was just getting off.
Now that I think about
he
it...
He needed Leia to do specifically.
Oh, yeah. What's that guy, Andy... It's not Andy Samberg. The guy on Saturday Night Live does an awesome impression of Jabba dying. In that movie, Knocked Up. Have you not seen that movie, Knocked Up?
No, I've seen Knocked Up. I don't remember.
There's a scene where the girl's throwing up. Or she's throwing up on video because she's doing that E! Show. And What's-His-Face is doing the editing. He's like, oh, man. He's like, that's fucked up. Then he's like, you kind of look like Jabba the Hutt in that one scene where he's dying. He's like... but he does like a dead-on impression Bill Hader.
I don't remember that at all. I've only seen the movie once.
Dude, that scene is awesome because that's the only time that he's in that movie for like a span of like 3 minutes, and he's like watching the video, going like, "Oh man, he's like, you look like Jabba the Hutt in that scene where he dies," and he's all like doing the whole tongue, like. But he does like an almost like spot on impression of like Jabba.
Gross.
But no, what I was gonna say that's not on the list is the dude who fucking dies in Jurassic Park
on the
shitter. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That was awesome. That's a cool way of dying. That's
when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Technically science fiction because he's like running there all scared. And when I saw that as a kid, going like, he's probably gonna run him over. And then he was like, and then I was like, oh my god, like kick ass.
Who was it that died in the second one? Because it was somebody that interested
in the franchise.
parts of two were really good. Parts of it were really, really bad though. But no, there was somebody. They had the two T-Rexes that each, like, the first one bit the top half of the person and reared back, and the other T-Rex grabbed and they ripped the person in half.
Whatever.
That was cool. I don't remember who it was though, because that movie was meaningless.
I don't think that was the second one. I think that was like the third one.
I never saw the third one.
Number four on their list is Biggs from Star Wars.
No, wait, what?
Biggs,
right, sorry.
How did he die? Was he one of the ones that...
He died in the attack on the Death Star.
Yeah. He's in an X-Wing. He's got a porn stash.
Yeah.
Is he the one that's like, I'm about to blow up, I'm going, boom, and like, he's the one that like knows he's gonna die?
Yeah. No, he dies like a bitch.
He's like, no, I got this, like, blah, blah, blah. Actually, that he shouldn't be on there, it should be Porkins.
Yeah. Fucking shit,
dude! His chicken went everywhere, man. That's a tragedy.
Like his fucking thing blew up, and there's like Milwaukee's Best like floating out, and Cheetos, and fucking like beef sticks. Like not even like brand name. It just says
7-Eleven Slim Jim beef sticks.
Yeah, like raw meat. It just comes flopping out, and like a bunch of empty like bags from McDonald's.
Well, number one, Spock from Star Trek II: Wrath of Khan, which. Makes Josh cry like a woman.
I don't want to talk about it.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. It's depressing.
All right, let's talk about it. So,
fuck you.
Spock, in another completely pointless move, has to get behind like a radiation shield and turn off a thing. They're all going to die. And because it's logical, whatever. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And then Kirk delivers his eulogy, and then Josh cries into his hanky.
I hate you.
Okay. But there's way better ones than this. Okay, number one, Murphy from RoboCop. They shoot him 200,000 times.
There's two of them, actually. There's him, and then the dude who gets killed by, what's the name of the...
Ed 209?
Ed 209?
Yeah. The guy that fucking comes out and turns like in the director's cut,
yeah, into ground beef.
It's an extended like 4 minutes.
Oh, the guy in the scene that's in the
boardroom or whatever.
Like, why am I being targeted? What's going on, guys? And they're like getting away from him.
The director version is like an extended like 3 minutes of that scene,
and it's just him getting shot.
It literally turns him into like Hamburger Helper. You see it like pouring into a box.
He falls into a skillet, and the little hand walks out and is like,
hey, you're running Hamburger Helper.
I've been fucking the Arby's mitt.
just had beef.
Yeah, wow. that scene is like hardcore extended.
Dude, it was so, I was impressed.
Just had dude.
I was so impressed.
It's actually like
it
a comedy.
Funny.
It's like a comedy scene because like they show like a side view of the gun like turning. It's like, and then they cut to like the beef like being chopped up, and then they cut back to the machine. It's like, and it's like it just
there's
goes
like a
on.
Teppanyaki chef
back,
just
yeah, it just goes
it.
On for like 3 minutes, and like the white balance doesn't even stay the same, and like it's just retarded. It's like porno, but
they're throwing more beef on the pile. Like no more beef. Put a whole pig on
it. It's like clearly steak and still in the wrapping. You know,
shoot it. Actually, what happened is they had ordered an extra box of explosive charges, and they're like, we've got to use these. We can't send it back.
Here, I found this audio.
What?
We throw up. You look like Jabba the Hutt dying.
Oh, I just loaded this up on my machine like 3 minutes ago.
Oh, did you see the video?
Yeah, it was not a really good likeness.
What are you talking about? He does the tongue thing.
You know,
thing.
If Horatio Sands did it, maybe I would buy it.
He would just laugh. He would just make Jimmy Fallon laugh, and then it would be over. Who else from sci-fi has... Oh, no, his tongue is... Yeah, that's good. He did pretty good. That's funny.
What's his face from... Crow from Serenity? Or Firefly?
Oh, yeah, straight in the
taking
engine.
It in the fucking engine? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what? I was making an engine.
Crow from Firefly.
The guy that kick into the engine.
Oh, I don't even remember that. Dude had a name. He was just dude really. That got kicked into engine. Boom.
That reminds me, though, of the list of demands that Mac and Charlie make.
Oh. And you know, that's their will.
We have to name both of our firstborn Murphy, because that was the name of the dude in RoboCop.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I'm burning the duster. I'll burn all these... gay sleeveless shirts that he wears, but I'm not burning
God,
the duster.
But then later when the German roommate guy showed up, it's like, it's a pretty sweet duster.
It's a pretty nice duster. I like I like what you got going on there. Listen, I do freaky shit all the time. Listen, I don't even know their names half the time. Are you European? What gave it away?
That whole thing was wonderful.
He sends him to the glory hole.
Oh, God, like, yeah. I can't... That image! Frank is sitting there waiting, and the shadow just creeps along the wall behind him.
Awful.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to take care of this bad boy or what? No, this monster. He's going to take care of this monster or what? There's no way I can pretend that's not a dude.
No, Frank?
I like how Frank had to think about it.
Well, I like how Frank was like... He's like, you don't know if that's like a dude or a chick. I'll just pretend it's a chick. And Dee like looks over. She's like, "Oh yeah, you're gonna pretend it's a chick while there's a dick in your mouth." Like,
that show was wonderful.
And then the viewing slot.
It's so good.
It's the only way to be sure, Frank.
Like a confessional.
It takes away all the anonymity. Yeah.
Oh, that was so good.
Can't take chances.
So good.
Johnny Five died pretty good in Short Circuit 2.
I don't even. How did that happen?
Oh,
I don't even remember.
Five.
I mean, he came back, but
that's
I mean,
right.
Remember they were...
I was so emotional over that movie, because he's like...
I was too.
He's all bleeding, but it's all oil, so I was all confused. Like, no! He's so hurt!
Yeah. Oh, and God!
Like, number Johnny Five, you have to leave! And then, like, he takes a car battery, he's like... Pfft. No, number Johnny Five! This is a very racist portrayal, Johnny Five!
If you can find it, Sid Mead actually did the design of Johnny Five. Sid Mead is a famous...
From video games, right?
From fucking everything.
He's done movies.
Like
video games, right? Any the pirate guy?
What? What
Sid
are you talking
Mead
about?
Did Aliens.
Made those adventure games?
The movie.
No.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know who you're thinking of, but you're retarded.
Sid Meier?
You're thinking of...
Oh, God. Yeah, you're thinking... He doesn't... Yeah. He did, like, Civilization.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about Sid Mead, the futurist, as he calls himself, who paints... He just makes shit up and draws it.
Sure.
Like, he designed the ships in the Aliens movies, because he's... He did, like, half of Tron. How do you not know this?
I just don't.
You're retarded. Anyway, he designed Johnny Five, and because we have a whole bunch of his shit at work, because we're doing all the alien stuff. But one of his books, it details, like, every design he ever did for Johnny Five, and, like, working through it from, like, the first design he drew down to something that he would actually be capable of physically building. And it's fucking great. You should dig it up. Just go look for it.
I wanted to be Johnny Five
for
years. I
wanted to have a Johnny Five.
I made one out of Constructs.
I loved that movie when I first saw it.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. Disassemble Stephanie. Sorry, that's like the only line from it that I remember.
Dude, she was in love with that robot boner. She would have done him if he'd figured out how. Put his laser in her cooch.
Yeah.
There's another robot movie that I was really in love with as a kid. No batteries included, I think.
Batteries not included.
Batteries, right, whatever.
With the
that was Alien.
No, she watched the knockoff version from her country.
No batteries included.
Okay, I'm done talking.
There's like cardboard on sticks.
It's like, no, that was, it's the movie with Jessica Tandy in it. Come on, you know.
No, it was the one with Bacalak, Nak, Suck, Chick, Tok, Clock. Yeah, him.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. Oh, him?
Yeah,
he's the Tom Cruise in my country.
You guys go to hell. Fuckers.
Click, clock, duck, duck, chick,
buck. You're lucky we don't start calling you Fez. That 70s show was such a good show.
No,
dude, the first 4.5 years of it were great.
Two seasons.
Four and a half.
Two is all you get, and then it's not funny at all.
Hey, you know what? Go watch some more Smallville. Your opinion is fucking
Hey,
void.
You know what's weird? You know what's weird?
What?
If you had to measure... Okay, suppose for a second that it is your job to smell shits, okay?
Wait. As it was for the last 48 hours. Oh,
I'm
God.
Gonna call.
Phone.
That was my mother-in-law.
Oh, hi, Mom.
So, suppose for a second that your job is to rate the quality of other people's shit.
I will not eat cat
poop. In terms of smell. So you've already established that none of this is going to be pleasant, but it is my job. I have to rate it. And let's say there's a scale of like 1 to 10.
Is this your justification?
And 10 is the least... 10 is the shittiest smell of all, and 1 is the least shitty but still incredibly shitty. Okay? The last two episodes of Smallville have been like a 9 instead of a 10 because they've turned it back into Lois and Clark. It's got the same dynamic as that show now.
But
they both work at the Daily Planet.
I hate the woman whore that
Terry
plays
Hatcher.
Lois.
Oh, no. On the
no,
she's terrible.
She's...
Well, all the casting's terrible. I mean, that's besides the point.
But, I mean...
Dude, they
Tom Welling might be a vapid slut, but at least I can pretend he's Clark.
They did the origin of Green Arrow, the worst origin story ever on the last episode.
Is that where they were plugging the gum or something?
No, no, no. This is the most recent episode.
No, that's every episode.
The origin, the real origin of Green Arrow is that his plane goes down. He's a young guy. Plane goes down. I think he's with his parents. His parents die. They're billionaire people. And to survive on an island, he becomes all Robinson Crusoe and learns archery and kills things and eats them. On the show, he wrecks a boat at an island. Gets off and he's like, oh, I'm so hungry. What am I going to do? And he like looks for food and he can't find any. Then he sees a pig and he can't catch the pig. It's like a javelina. So he goes and makes a bow and arrow, and there's a montage of him studying archery. Okay, but the montage goes like, there's nothing to make you think the day or the minute changed. The camera just cuts, but he's wearing the same thing. He looks the same, same haircut, same beard growth.
Right. So they condense like 2.5 hours into 7 minutes.
No. They condense 2 years into 2.5 minutes. Because later on, first of all, he's just shooting an arrow, and the only thing that happens in the montage is after 4 shots, he gets a bullseye. Okay, so we're like, okay, so he practiced for 30 minutes and got good at archery. I guess he's going to go kill that pig now. He never kills the pig, never catches any food, and then 5 minutes later tells somebody he's been there for 2 years. I'm like, that's your montage?
How does he tell anybody that he...
Someone lands on the island, whatever. Eventually he gets rescued. But their montage of like, I made it. I struggled, I survived on this island.
I was
shooting a bow and arrow at a tree.
I just want to reiterate here, you still watch that.
If your job is to smell and rate the smell of turds...
That doesn't have to be your job.
I can't explain this to you anymore.
You didn't get drafted for that.
No, I can't explain this to you.
You don't understand.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You'll never understand.
Are you leaving, Eli? Are you done?
You don't get paid to smell
the
shits.
Goddamn plane has crashed into the mountain.
All right, so we're done. Post show number 31 over. Anybody else got anything?
Nope.
Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for the post show. Appreciate your donations. I love you.
Adios.